Welcome to The Public Storyteller. My name is Michael Stock with Dr. Karen Neal. Karen is affiliate professor at Florida Atlantic University and a professional storyteller. Hi, Karen.
Hey, Michael.
What story do you have today?
Michael, this one is from Deborah Cusick.
My husband and I, having been living in California and hiking a lot of the national parks all over, we had learned to have a little bit of a fear of rattlesnakes and moose and bears, but we came down to visit my parents and decided to go and camp out at Everglades National Forest. And not being very familiar with the flora and fauna there, we had slept overnight in my dad's borrowed van, and we were so hot. But in the morning, we started out, and this was some, 35 years ago, when there weren't that many tourists there. So they hadn't blocked off this Forest Service road or this path or that. And we just started walking down this long road, and there was a little juncture, and we took it over to a just pristine lake. It was probably 150 feet across it, and I could spot at the other end of that lake this huge alligator. And we had just gotten a brand new video camera, so of course, you know, you just want to film everything, right? And so my husband said, I'm just tired, I'm going to just sit and here in the sun, and you really want to go around? And I want to get a better shot, I want to get closer. So my faithful golden retriever traipsed along behind me, and we were kind of working our way through the reeds and the mud along the edge of this lovely lake, and then I couldn't really see the gator very well. And then we got to this really neat area that where the reeds were all like padded down, and I thought, oh great. So and it was just so crystal clear. I had my tennies on, my shorts, so I thought, I'll just wade in a little bit. And sure enough, as I waded out to just up onto my thighs, and my dog swimming out there with me, being such a water dog and following me, I could just see her. But now she had noticed us. It was probably at least a 10 to 12 foot gator. And my husband had yelled, are you watching for snakes over there? You know, but I hadn't seen snakes or anything, and I didn't know much about gators. So I figured, if she gets a little close, I can just run up onto the land, and they're nothing on land, you know. So I'm there with the dog swimming, and I'm filming and zooming on her, and she keeps coming and coming. And I'm just, these are going to be great pictures. These are going to be wonderful. And, she probably got to within about 20 feet. And all of a sudden, I see this massive tail go up in the air through my lens. I'm watching this. And it slams down on the water. And she lunges with her mouth wide open at me. And I just, thankfully, the camera was around my wrist, because I just started scrambling up, running and scrambling through the mud, and I knew she must have gotten my dog. I just thought there was no way the dog could have gotten out of there in time. And I just kept running, even through kind of this woodsy area, just back from the lake, just running, and I didn't want to turn around and look. But when I got back to my husband, I finally turned and looked, and she didn't get the dog. I saw the dog working its way through the forest behind me, and later I saw a ranger on that same road, and I told him about what happened, and he said, "You idiot, don't you know you were in her lair? She probably had a nest of eggs or babies there, and you had gone in that nice padded down area. That was her nest, and here you are standing there." And it sure taught me to respect the wildlife, and I learned too that you can, if you run zigzag, you can run away from them. But I hadn't had an opportunity to do that. I was just scrambling through the mud, but I was so grateful she didn't get me or my dog.
Deborah Cusick with a story about a close encounter with an alligator.
Yes, and more than that, I think it's a story about really learning the difference between hiking in California and hiking in the Everglades. The setup of this story really told it all without saying, I was an experienced hiker in California and I knew what to look for in California. Most Floridians would hear this story and tear out their hair because if you're looking for snakes, then you may not realize what alligators can do.
Was it the park ranger who called her an idiot?
I think so, yeah. And that's another thing. You know, one of the things I love about the story, and she's so generous about herself in this story. You know, she doesn't pull any punches about her, to herself either. You know, she says, my husband said, are you watching for snakes? Like, you don't know what you're doing. Are you doing the right thing? Thinking, of course, California snakes. Not that we don't have snakes here, too. But that was what he was worried about, right? And the park ranger, she has his dialogue as well. You idiot. Putting dialogue in a story as opposed to paraphrasing what people say does a number of things. One of the things it does is it creates scene. It makes us in the moment, puts us in the moment, and that's really effective. And it also gives people agency. That is, it makes people come alive themselves. It makes them not just cardboard characters. They are full characters who have speech, not unlike the narrator. But I think in this case, it serves to do a third thing as well. It kind of is undercutting a little bit the storyteller. I mean, I think that's what goes back to what I said about her being generous. I think she knows that she really didn't know what she was doing and that other people did, especially the park ranger.
So she's being generous in making herself the butt of the joke?
Well, maybe in saying other people might have known better than she did about what she was doing and that she really took a tremendous risk.
What she did a good job of, I thought, was paint a picture of old Florida. I love the crystal clear lakes she saw and the old palm trees and sawgrass. It reminds me of old Florida.
She used beautiful language throughout. In fact, she used the word pristine.
Pristine.
Which was great. And lunge and scramble. And this kind of expressive language paints a picture for us every bit as much as describing the scenery. You are absolutely right, though. She did a great job describing where she was.
I guess the first clue to the fact that she was a novice was she was wearing tennies on a hike.
The second clue, I think, was bringing her dog. I, myself, was so worried. I mean, I was worried for Deborah, but she lived to tell the tale. I was very worried for her dog and so glad that the dog made it and hopeful that she never took the dog into the Everglades, into that kind of situation again.
Well, thanks for bringing that story in, Karen. If our listeners have a South Florida story they'd like to share, how can they get in touch with you?
Send me an email, cneil, that's C-N as in Nancy, E-I-L-E, at fau.edu.
Or our website has contact information as well as archive stories at wlrn.org. Click radio and the public storyteller. Thanks, Karen.
Thank you, Mike. I'll see you next week.
Dr. Karen Neal is affiliate professor at Florida Atlantic University and a professional storyteller. My name is Michael Stock. The Public Storyteller returns next Sunday.